Hello, I am so glad that you're listening to this right now. And let me warmly welcome you to this pseudo-podcast, as I like to call it, that me, Sara Lovecká, and Vicky Jeglinská have developed together to answer the question of what a co-creation officer is. So we are both from the newest cohort of co-creation officers who have joined the IATL department in July 2021, together with Marco Marquez and Gervais Savias. We thought that we would best answer this question with the insight of as many people as possible, which is why we interviewed most previous and present co-creation officers, as well as Naomi De La Torre, who is the founder and leader of the project, and Ben Hayday, who helped Naomi develop this role during his time working as a funding officer in IATL. Vicky and I were both really inspired by what we heard in the interviews, and these conversations actually helped us understand our own role better, so we really wanted to share them with you. You will now get to hear bits and pieces of the conversations we had, and we hope that they will offer a window into IATL's work, practices, and philosophy, as well as maybe inspire you to create a similar role or practice similar pedagogies in the spaces that you yourself spend your time in. Now, let me introduce all of the brilliant people that you're going to hear answer our questions during this short podcast. So firstly, you're going to hear me and Vicky, obviously. We interviewed each other. I'm a second year global sustainable development student, and Vicky is studying her master's by research in education. You are also going to hear Marco Marquez, who studies graduate entry medicine and has joined the department together with me, Vicky, and Gervais this July. We also discussed co-creation with Pula Prakash and Lenori Adarami, who came to IATL as the second cohort of co-creation officers and are both still present in their roles. Pula just finished her bachelor's in global sustainable development, and Lenori is now finishing her master's in writing after completing her bachelor's in sociology. We also talked to Lily Rose Fitzmaurice, who is a Warwick Liberal Arts graduate and was a co-creation officer from 2019 to 2020, and is now the co-creation officer project manager. We then interviewed Naomi De La Torre, who is a senior teaching fellow at IATL. She founded the co-creation officer role and now leads the project, so without her, I would not be talking to you right now. And Naomi is also the academic lead for project support and sharing practice, and an IATL module convener, among many, many other things. And finally, we had the opportunity to talk to Ben Hayday, a Warwick Politics graduate, who worked closely with IATL during his student years in the roles of a funding officer and a student director of the International Conference for Undergraduate Research, ICUR. And Ben helped recruit the first cohort of co-creation officers and now works in the regional strategy team at the university, focusing on community engagement. So if you would like to know more about the work of any of these amazing people, please head to the IATL People's page where you can learn more and find ways to contact them as well. So thanks to the time and the energy of all of these amazing people, we are now going to hear parts of their responses to our questions. We will be discussing the co-creation officer role, the process of its creation, its meaning to all those involved, as well as some reflections and hopes for the future. So you can basically take this recording as a conversation between all of us, narrated by me, where we explore the hard-to-define role of a co-creation officer. I am really, really excited for you all to hear this, and please bear with my editing skills. I am new to this format, but I strongly believe that not being an expert should not stop us from trying new things. The first question that we asked all of the co-creation officers is a very simple one. What is a co-creation officer? And we were trying to look into the responsibilities and values that somebody in this role might have. And Pula is going to start us off explaining how we're never actually going to reach a clear definition of what a co-creation officer is, but we're talking more about the personal understandings of the people who are currently in the role. And you're going to hear those from Lily and Marco, and then Vicky is going to share some practical responsibilities of a co-creation officer with you, and Lenori is going to talk about the values that they might embody. Let's hear Pula Prakash.
Okay, so I definitely remember being in the position of, like, when I came in, I didn't really know what co-creation was or what a co-creation officer really did. And like as you guys mentioned, it is such a broadly defined thing. And even after being in the role for more than 18 months, I still can't say that there is a specific definition or specific roles which are assigned to it. But I think from my understanding of being in this work, I would definitely say that a co-creation officer is just like students who are trying to kind of facilitate that diminishing of hierarchies between staff and students in different spaces, as well as collaborating like within our IATL team, but then also taking this concept of co-creation to other learning spaces as well as other kind of disciplines. Like and being kind of the first people in this role, it was a very kind of creative process. Naomi and Bendik and Caroline, everyone just kind of, not made it up as we went along, but in a sense, co-created the role itself because there were no pre-existing definitions of what it could look like.
Lily Rose Fitzmaurice.
As a brief introduction to the role, so the IATL co-creation officers essentially work with the Institute of Advanced Teaching and Learning, IATL, to try and promote and support co-creative practices in higher education and to try and disseminate these pedagogies of practice throughout to other areas of the university, as well as working with the department itself to try and improve the practice of the department. So in IATL, we are specifically, particularly interested in co-creation between students and staff and how we can support that relationship and trying to create a different kind of learning environment, which isn't that kind of top-down, sage on the stage approach, where students are seen as these kind of passive vessels that are just there to kind of consume information or knowledge. We're trying to really actively work against these narratives of the student as just this consumer and recognize students as these kind of active agents who are a part of the dialogic co-creation of knowledge, working with staff, with their teachers, their lecturers.
Marco Marquez.
A co-creation officer is a person who works in IATL, who helps students and staff work on creating co-creation, creating work where the students are empowered, work where the students are on equal footing with educators to be creators of knowledge, to be in control of their own education, and really kind of forge their own thoughts kind of free of the usual constraints of education. So that's what being a co-creation officer is about, kind of helping people free themselves, free their minds up, and kind of explore their desires and what they want to produce, their work that they want to produce.
Vicky Jaglinska.
Co-creation officer might get involved in different projects within the department, might be involved in promoting the department as well as a lot of the administrative side of things within the department, as well as, like I said, leading and creating their own initiatives and projects within the department.
Lenoria Deremy.
I believe that in terms of one's values, openness is very important. So being willing to embrace uncertainty and just being willing to know that you don't always know what you think you know. And so within this job, there's so many things that I have had questions about and still don't have the answers for, but I have, you know, peace with that because I've realized that co-creation is a process. It's not always an outcome. So being very process driven and thinking in a very process like way has really allowed me to understand the value of it being, you know, very process driven. And then also in terms of community, I think anyone that's doing co-creation should value community and value building networks, both social networks and, you know, other kinds of networks. And community can look different to different people. So for me, I love to read, I love to write. So community is often within like theater spaces or reading clubs or even like with my friends. And so I think co-creation is also about understanding that there are different articulations of community to different people, but as long as there's love and generosity underpinned within those spaces, then that itself is a very cool creative space.
Lenori, talking about her love for art and reading and writing, nicely connects us to the second question that we asked, which is, what does the role mean to you personally? And how did or do you bring yourself to the role? And we thought that this question was really important because all of the co-creation officers mentioned this as one of the biggest pieces of advice and the most important things that you can actually do in the role, and that is to bring your full self, your passions and your interests. So let's hear Marco and Lenori talk about why is it important to bring yourself into the work that you do, and what benefits could it possibly have?
I would say bring your whole self into it. You know, if you are very artistic, bring that into it. If you're researchy, you know, bring that into it. Just ignore what educational systems have taught you about only bringing parts of yourselves into spaces. Being myself and being my whole self. There is one of my favorite quotes by Solange. She has a song, like an interlude in a song called, what's the interlude called now? Oh, something, can you please stop the mic or give me the mic? Something about the mic. And the lyrics basically say, I can't be a single expression of myself. There's too many spaces, too many words, you know, basically the idea that one exists in multiples, and, you know, there's so many pluralized formations of identity and expressions. And I think for me, I've definitely embraced that within this role, because I'm not just a researcher or someone that is interested in creating research, but I'm also somebody that loves art and the ways in which art can be expressed in myriad forms. And so I think this role really taught me to, like, just be my human self and bring that self into my role. The role is so dynamic and it's not restrictive. So, like, you know, I always say, like, with IATSO, if you're passionate about something, because there's so much backing and respect for this role, you know, the chances of it happening is so, so high. And because you then have funding as well, because, you know, co-creation officers can also apply for project supports. Mm-hmm. I think that then equips you with even more, I guess, opportunities. Yeah.
And something that's really important to me as a co-creation officer is putting yourself into the work and, you know, being genuine, being true to yourself and being able to share your story and your identity in your work, because that's a strength at the end of the day, and it's something meaningful to you, and that will make the work that you make so much more meaningful and relevant to you. And I believe when we share ourselves, that has a great impact. So
I just love that part. And it's Solange, can I hold the mic? If anyone wanted to listen to the beautiful song reference made by Lenori. And now let's talk about some of the practical ways in which some of our co-creation officers have decided to bring themselves to the role, starting with Vicky.
I'm a very creative person, so I love visual representations of things, and social media does come into that because, you know, I can put across and represent knowledge through creating fun social media content. But also I hope to bring this idea of visual learning, visual representation, creativity in my role as well, and get you know, in everything that I do, try and bring in a little bit of that creativity. I'm also very passionate about well-being in higher education, and I hope to work on more projects within that with IATL, which includes the in-classroom well-being module as well as the open access module, as this is something that I'm very passionate in. Right now I am trying just to be myself, to be kind and get involved, so forming a connection with the team, being kind to everyone, learning more about what everyone else is interested in and what they want to do and where they want to take the role. I'm trying to be as involved as I can be, trying to be present, listening, engaging with the literature. So right now I'm, you know, finding the balance between just bringing myself to the role as well as engaging with everyone else and engaging with the literature. I've always been very, very passionate about educational innovation. I studied education studies for my degree, so I've always been really interested in, you know, how can we improve the education system, how can we improve teaching and learning. And then in my third year, so it wasn't until my third year that I took an IATL module, I was introduced to the concept of interdisciplinarity, and that's something that honestly just blew my mind a little bit.
that's, I think, why I was drawn to IATL, because anyone who took the modules, or I read blogs of people who took them, or like videos of people who took them, and they were so passionate and so excited and had like sparks in their eyes. And that's something that I rarely see in educational settings. And it was so palpably different from how people usually talk about their modules and in their school, that I knew that there is something special about IATL, a place that creates this excitement and passion within students.
When applying for the role, I'd done a couple of IATL modules, and I realized that it's such a different way of working, and like, because it's interdisciplinary, there aren't a lot of like other departments which offer the same kind of subjects, or like even offer that those kind of like transdisciplinary and interdisciplinary lenses.
So here you got to hear the funky part where I interview myself, and the smooth transition from bringing ourselves to the role to IATL modules, since those were one of the main reasons for most of the co-creation officers why they even knew about IATL, and also why they applied for the role of a co-creation officer. So we heard how to bring ourselves to the role, but now let's hear Lily wrap this question up with a very important reminder of not forgetting to also bring others to our role.
One of the things that's so fundamental to the role is recognizing the risk that often gets taken, I think, in student representation roles, where we homogenize the student body and we use language like the student body or the student voice, as though any individual representative can be representative of an entire body that is so diverse. And so I think one of the things I'm really particularly keen on for this role is that the co-creation officers and the people who come into this role recognize that it's not about, you know, being able to speak on behalf of a whole body, because I think the moment that you become representative of something, there's a gap is created between that which you represent and the position you've been put in. I think it's about recognizing the need to try and bring in as many voices as you can all the time. And I think that's something I definitely learned in the role. I think I went into the role going, yeah, I'll go to these meetings and I can, you know, be the student voice. And I think that was flawed thinking. And I think that's something that's really important, that you are always, if you're going to be attending a meeting, try and reach out to as many students as you can and say, you know, what do you think of this? How could this be better? What do we want? How can this be a fairer system, a system that we all feel supported in? How can we create that sense of community? That would be, I think, one of the fundamentals I think is so important, is just recognizing the diversity of students that exist within the university.
So following Lily's advice, let's now also include other voices than those of the co-creation officers into this conversation. And those are the voices of the people who brought the role to life. So we asked both Ben and Naomi, why did they feel like there was a need for the co-creation officer role in the IATL department? And these were their responses. Ben Hayday.
Well, IATL is such a fantastic space. It's so unique within the university and really in the higher education sector. It is that space where you can be really creative with pedagogy, but also just be creative as a person in your daily life. And you can see that in the staff, you can see that in the students who choose the modules. And that's really exciting. And it felt like what IATL wanted to do was have its own students, but it doesn't. It is stuck in that strange situation of it has lots of students going through its doors, through its modules, but it doesn't have any home students it doesn't have any IATL home students. And it needs that, because in order to have student representation at all levels, it needs to have students as part of the decision-making. It needs to have students throughout all of its, the lifeblood of the department, really. And so Naomi had this fantastic idea that there should be some kind of role for students, a formal role where they are able to influence the department, where Naomi wanted a role where she could influence the department, but also just do things that are useful beyond the department, recognising that IATL's reach is not focused on one faculty or just one academic discipline. So because it reaches across, it's a powerful position, and you probably know more about the student experience than someone who has to work 9 to 5, sit in an office all day, and or sit in a classroom all day. So you have a you have a unique perspective in your own right that's worth contributing. So we wanted to bring that into IATL and into the university, and to create some space for students to do something impactful across the university. We recognise that the best thing you can do is empower people to pursue what they care about, so that they think, and the things that they think they can change. And that's the whole point of the co-creation officer. That job title means next to nothing, but that's the whole point. It gives you such freedom to pursue anything you want to pursue that you think will help embed co-creation, because ultimately that is a goal that the university has as part of its education strategy, but is also something that really, really is held dear to IATL and to Warwick.
Naomi de la Tour.
Kind of developed over a number of years, really, and it was in response to some practical and pragmatic things within the IATL department, partly, but more than anything, it was really about the opportunity to bring students in to the spaces within the department and more widely to support the work of the department. IATL has always been really grounded and in principles of staff and students working together.
During our interviews, we also discussed the recruitment process, and Naomi will now tell you what are some of the values that she was looking for when recruiting co-creation officers and what are her hopes for this job.
Going through the recruitment process, that's part of what we're looking for, is people who are able to occupy that space of generosity and to do that cultural work and bring about that change, and to support each other. You know, we really need people who aren't competing with each other, but who are able to be alongside each other, including the members of staff on the team like me, and think about how we do that thing. It's about having people who are passionate about this work and who care about it, and who are willing to engage in the cultural work here. One of my desires as the person who kind of started this project up a few years ago is I want to create a working environment which can be as good a model as possible for you in your work afterwards, so that you get a sense of what it can be like to work in a place in which you are really valued, and your perspectives are valued, and your expertise is valued, and your humanity is valued, and all that means, and how you can work together, and how I can learn from you as well.
I find this absolutely beautiful, and I know now already that the bar for my future jobs is set really high, thanks to Naomi and everyone else in the IATL department. Now let's get back to the co-creation officers, discussing some of the challenges and successes that they have encountered in this role.
Challenges and success. I mean, success, there is so many wonderful wonderful experiences, projects I feel so blessed to have had the opportunity to work on. I think the fundamental success in the role is just the fact that more people are engaging with the idea and understanding that the role isn't just a student representation role. It's not just we're going to sit in a meeting and I think we're working really, really hard within the department to make sure that we're not mirroring any kind of tokenistic, you know, we'll just have a student be present and therefore that's enough. I think it's really making sure that the students are speaking at these meetings, are getting other students involved, are questioning when practices don't feel conducive to co-creation. I think that also kind of works in line with some of the challenges. I think the department has been fantastic. But some of the challenges in the role is having to point out those moments when things aren't running in a way that feels conducive to trying to shift and reform what exists currently. Sometimes in the role of co-creation officer, you have to bring to light those difficult conversations, questions, and that can be challenging because it works completely antithetically to what we're constantly told we are in these spaces.
When we asked Pula about her successes and challenges in this role, she talked to us about her year-long collaboration project with WAHIA, Warwick International Higher Education Academy, which focuses on the advancement of learning and teaching excellence, where Pula conducted research into co-creation. She found this project to be her most challenging, as well as the most successful one, since both teams, Ayatel and Wihia, started off with very differing definitions of and views on co-creation, which was quite challenging, but eventually found common ground, which Pula saw as a great success.
One of the biggest challenges with this work is how to kind of be empathetic towards the fact that there isn't mutual consensus of what co-creation is, but then trying to navigate that and also, I guess, like teach and learn as well, like areas where like more attention is needed. So I think that research project, through all of it, I can say like from the beginning to the end, the team dynamic completely changed. It was a lot of us learning from them and understanding why it was difficult for them to give up those powers of like positions of power. And then for them to understand for us as well what was important for the project to be considered a co-creative project as well. So from then to kind of now, it was really beautiful to see how everyone grew and changed together. So yeah, and I think so like towards the end, like that would definitely be a success of how it's come. Like we've written a complete journal article, recorded a workshop, presented it to like Wihia people, and we're like still in the process of producing more outputs for that. So it's that project's been seen over a year, but I think yeah, definitely faced a lot of challenges as well as successes during that.
So Pula just provided you with some examples of the things that a co-creation officer might work on during their time in the role. And another example of this would be project support. So Ayatel provides both staff and students with the opportunity to apply for project support and receive funding up to £10,000 for their innovative projects. All projects over £1,500 must be co-creative, which means that they must involve both staff and student and have them working together. If you're interested in this, check out the Ayatel website. Ayatel does so many amazing things, it's ridiculous. And Laneri has actually been leading on project funding as part of her co-creation officer work. She has been reviewing and assessing applications and told us in the interview that she sees this work as her biggest success. So let's hear her explain why.
Very passionate about funding just because, you know, funding has really changed my own life with my art in terms of the fact that like creative people often find it hard to get money, whether you're creative or not, to be fair, just if you have an idea. It's really hard to get funding, especially as a student. And I know that as a recipient of the Ayatel Performance Grant in 2019, receiving that funding really helped take my work to the next level. And just because I received that, it just made me want to also help other people. So my job involves me basically answering questions about funding applications. I also help people with editing if they need it. I offer tips and pointers on places to improve, you know, because sometimes some people have the right ideas, but then in terms of wording their tenses or grammar, they might struggle with that. And so doing that role has made me understand how important it is for students to be equipped with resources. Like, it's not just about saying we want to make students producers of knowledge. You know, a department should also be committed to implementing actionable steps for that to be possible. And so because Ayatel is definitely aligned with that vision, I'm really happy that through this role I've been able to also align myself with the vision of ensuring that students are respected as knowledge producers and knowledge creators in a very sort of neoliberal educational system that just exploits students' labor. So it's been nice to be a part of a system and a process that recognizes and rewards the necessary work that students do through this role. And also just hear about amazing projects that students have, because I get to witness at least once a week some great projects, which I'm like, wow, I wish I had like hundreds of thousands of pounds to give you. But yeah, that would probably be my favorite thing of the role.
I love Lenore's generosity in her response. And Vicky will now share with us how the ambiguity of the role has been a challenge for her, but how that actually can turn into a benefit and into a success in the long run. And Marco will then remind us that there actually isn't just one definition of success.
The ambiguity of the role, You know, there isn't a defined set of roles and responsibilities that all co-creation officers must do. So I think that can be a challenge in the idea of bringing yourself to the role. It's hard to do that at times because you don't really know exactly what you can do, what would be valuable, what is okay. And I think that is a challenge, but I also anticipate that being a success because it allows for freedom, expression, freedom and creativity in expressing your passions and your values through basically whatever way you want within reason. So I think that's quite an empowering way to think about it. It's, you know, the challenge does become a benefit in the long run. So,
so I guess, yeah, the challenges of the role are really being able to be happy with sometimes not getting on with the projects you'd like to, and understanding those limitations, but also understanding that there's other ways of sharing and creating a community that don't involve things that you can tick on a box.
Thank you, Marco. In her interview, Pula actually shared with us a clear example of what the role gave her that couldn't be ticked off in a box, and that is confidence and feeling heard.
It's impacted my personal life in such a great way. It's given me so much confidence. I think before coming into it, like as I mentioned, I've never experienced this kind of dynamic where student voice is really, really valued. And I saw that so much from the team and IATL of how much they actually took on board our opinions. They wanted our opinions. We were the ones in charge of kind of saying what we wanted and what we didn't want. And I don't think I've ever felt as empowered as I have in this space.
In our conversations, we also reflected on the lessons that the co-creation officers learned during their time in the role. And for Pula, this was a lesson on humanity. For Lily, it was recognizing the relationship between active and reactive learning. And for both Vicky and Marco, it was a lesson on the harmful effects of competition. So let's hear bits of those reflections.
I think the biggest thing, which I guess like I've learned or like being able to reflect on, is that at the end of the day, everyone is human. I think it's so easy when we're in this education system to also see teachers and lecturers as not kind of human beings because they're just like in the system and we're not able to connect to people on that kind of personal level, and like we seem so kind of far apart. But I think like having been in this role and then with a shift to online and like bringing these co-creative kind of concepts and practices into different spaces I've been in after like being exposed to the role, I think it's just kind of that understanding that we're all in this together, we're all in this system together. The changes we're going through right now, like in the world, like we there's a way for us to kind of approach it by being together.
I think also this role really, really made me value the significance and the importance of the relationship between being active and reflective, and how I think they are. I mean, Freire talks about this, but I think how you can't, I don't know, or you shouldn't necessarily separate them. And as it's so important in this role to be active and engaging and, you know, challenging and thinking and asking those critical questions. I think that kind of critical philosophy for co-creation is really valuable, but it requires reflecting constantly on the ethos that you're engaging with and your biases, why you think the way you think. Because I think it's very easy when you've been in it for a while, the role, to go, okay, this is what co-creation is. I know. Cool. This is what we're going with. And then I think you can kind of put your blinders on and actually miss some important questions.
One thing that sticks out to me is the idea of competition, I think, is very prominent within higher education. And it's something that I don't like. So I think competition in higher education spaces can become quite toxic and overwhelming, and it takes away from the learning experience. So I think as a co-creation officer, we kind of remove that idea of competition, and it's not about having to prove yourself and proving yourself in the role. It's more about, you know, bringing yourself to the role and doing the best that you can. So I think it's quite an empowering way to think about it again, you know, the idea that we can remove all competition and just support each other throughout this role.
because we're taught our whole lives, you know, you either evolve or die. So you've got to push forward, and it's survival of the fittest. And if you don't compete, and if you're not, you know, up there, you're going to lose out. You know, and if we as a race aren't competitive, we're not going to evolve. We're not going to push forward. We're not going to, you know, create bigger and better, and make more money, and be successful. And when you break that down, I've realized that doesn't actually offer a lot to our beings. That doesn't offer a lot to our kind of souls, or our communities. It offers a lot to, you know, people at the top, who are able to be competitive, but it doesn't offer a lot to our humanity, and our, you know, ability to have happiness. Yeah, I feel like this is the space that we have in IATL, is really liberating, and it's totally not to do with kind of competition, and it's because when we meet and plan to do things, it's coming out of us, and it's coming out of our desire and our values. It's not coming, you know, from the top down as we're used to. And I definitely feel like we're encouraged to, you know, we're directed to learn certain things and go a certain way. But it's only to help us then find our own path and kind of, you know, make our own path for ourselves.
I also find it important to mention that none of these lessons were learned in isolation, but we learned them and constantly learn new ones together as a community. And Lenore describes this very well in her response.
Engaging with IATL staff as well has been good because I'm learning about different approaches to interdisciplinarity, from Naomi's attention to language, you know, the ways in which she says, think about the metaphors you use in your essays and your even in your sort of speech, to Lily Rose's care and you know, the way she handles a space and creates a space for care and for love. So I've learned so much from my colleagues, to Tupola's amazing design skills with the social media promotional work. And so I think, you know, I'm really happy that I experienced a very nurturing community. And I guess that's a true testament to what co-creation can do when it's done well. Yeah.
In her response, Naomi also supports this idea of learning together and explains why it is so crucial to name these processes and to do them intentionally.
Any space in which we're not making the most of the opportunities to learn from each other is just doesn't make sense to me. You know, like we've got a real opportunity to deepen our knowledge and to improve work as a place of learning for everybody. And a place in which we can thrive together as well. And that, you know, that often comes through us engaging meaningfully with students and creating Warwick together. You know, we are co-creating Warwick, we're co-creating IATL. And we're doing that whether we name it or not, actually. but we can either do it well or not. And doing it with intention and thought and care. The co-creation officer role gives us an opportunity to really, really lean into that.
After hearing how much we can learn together and from each other, if we want to and if we put the right systems in place, I really hope that you feel inspired to try out co-creative practices in your own spaces. This has actually also been a hope for the role from the start, to have more co-creation officers in other spaces of the university, not just in the IATL department. So let's now hear Ben and Naomi talk about this vision for the future, and also give some advice on what needs to be in place for the role to work and for authentic co-creation to take place.
But I also hope that this is a model that other departments are willing to explore. And it could be rolled out, I think, into every single academic department of the university, maybe even to some of the professional services departments of the university. It's brilliant to bring students, anyone who has different views, into the work of the university in all aspects. And then I suppose that provides the opportunity of what about other universities? And I think that this is something that could be and should be adopted by other higher education institutions. And they'll need to adapt it for their own context, and they'll need to have the right people running the programme. They'll need to have the right person empowering the student co-creation officers. But I think but there is an opportunity there to bring students in a way that remunerates them fairly for their work and values them as student as a representative of a student experience.
Self, I would love in the future to see all departments having, or we could start off with all faculties, but all faculties having a team of co-creation officers in the faculty and eventually all departments. And it would need to be like a team, as we've talked about, individual co-creation officers. It needs to be community work. And I think that could be transformational for the university, actually, of having a group of experts in co-creation who've been recruited from the student body and who can lead on co-creation and hold the university to account in various different ways with compassion and with care and to help the university get better at this stuff. There's a lot of work happening on this in different spaces in different ways, but I think the co-creation officer model could have a lot to contribute to that.
I agree that this is a great model for disseminating co-creation, and maybe you are beginning to think so too, but it also benefits the department in itself. Ben and Naomi will now tell you how.
It's an asset to IATL to have colleagues who don't have a required commitment of what they need to be doing with their time. They're people who can pursue things of interest, of value, and they can adjust and adapt to the different circumstances, the things that emerge as priorities. So it's great to have a student workforce that's in the thick of it and actually can help them develop the student experience in IATL.
Practical way, having people in the department who have capacity to be able to take things on. So if we have an idea that we'd like to run past a student, we can say to the student, like to a co-creation officer, what do you think of this? Is this something that you'd like to be involved in? And it may or may not be, but it feels then more possible to get things done. It feels like we are more able to do the things we espouse because of the work that you're doing. When you have co-creation officers in your department in the way that we do in IATL, and you as a department and as a community have taken the time to work closely together and develop an ethos together and to identify places in which there might be tensions with power and hierarchy, and to think about strategies and how we can support each other in identifying those things and naming them and those kinds of things. All these kinds of, this is work that has to be done to get to a place where good co-creation is possible, authentic co-creation is possible. When you've done that work, that work itself is incredibly rewarding, I find, because you're really asking questions about the nature of education, of work, of being, of how we learn, of how we develop community and how we change cultures. So that work in itself is really important. And then there tends to be a point in which it just takes off as well, and which the co-creation officers get it. And not that they didn't get it before, but like, you know, that there's a sense of, okay, oh, I understand how this works in this context now and how we can work together. And then it flies and it's so exciting.
For you to also see how co-creation officers can positively influence meeting in practice, I want to share with you Ben's recollection of an IATL education meeting where he saw the first cohort of co-creation officers in action after he already moved on from his role in IATL.
Because at one point I was asked to go back to education committee and present what it is we'd done with funding. And it was great because I got to sit in the room whilst it was the first meeting where the SU officers were in post, and they've been invited to this IATL education committee meeting to talk about what their priorities were. And they did a brilliant job of talking about what they wanted to do. But even more so, I could see the sparks and the imagination of the co-creation officers in the room who had been invited to this really important senior governance meeting of IATL, where the decisions are made on policy and what actually happens in IATL. Those co-creation officers are in the room. And you could see how they were trying to connect. Like, you could just look at them and see them connecting the dots between, okay, so the Students' Union is trying to do this, IATA was trying to do this, and they were that gap. Well, they were able to bridge that gap. They were able to find the stuff in between that they could have both worked on for mutual benefit.
You heard the advantages that having a co-creation officer or some equivalent where students are brought into the department can actually have for the department. However, we also understand that creating this role from scratch can be overwhelming, and it might be difficult to determine what to focus on at first. That is why we asked our co-creation officers, who are all from different departments, about the most crucial steps for disseminating co-creation into your department, such as, for example, increased communication and creating guiding materials. But also we asked them about the barriers that need to be overcome, such as bureaucracy, for interdisciplinarity and co-creation to flourish. This is what they had to say, starting with Marco's more general advice that can be used in all aspects of life, I think, and continuing with Lenore's, Vicky's, and Pula's more specific advice.
We shouldn't have to put pressure on ourselves to do something great, you know. It's the small things, and like being present, being kind. We shouldn't require more of ourselves than is healthy, than is reasonable. We should give where we can give. We should give freely, and where we need ourselves, we should also be liberal. Yeah.
I guess firstly would just be to encourage other assessment styles and to not be afraid to embrace them. You know, artistic forms of work could also be interventions. It doesn't actually have to be an essay format. It's still an intervention no matter the form. The form doesn't matter, the medium doesn't matter, it's the content. So I think respecting that is important. The second thing would be, I know like IATL was very good with like welfare. So I remember there were so many of my friends who did IATL modules who were like, they would email the tutors to say, can we please have extra time? And they were so generous and they were very understanding. I think just removing the bureaucracy, because it's so unnecessary, and it actually does more harm than creates care for students. And then I think, you know, one of IATL's aim/strategy is students as producers of knowledge, and that means that, you know, they don't just encourage students to be producers of knowledge within the classroom, they also encourage it beyond it. So IATL has the Reinvention Journal, and it has the ICA as well. So, you know, I think other departments could reproduce that, even if it's in smaller ways. And it doesn't actually have to be a journal. Again, it could be collaborating with societies to create a magazine or to create an event. I would love to see more department-society collaborations. I feel like if more people are committed to actually seeing change and experiencing that change, you know, there's going to be that snowball effect.
But I think within the wider university there is space to collaborate. I think the space for departments to work together and deliver a more interdisciplinary experience for all students within the university. I know also that actually taking IATL modules, so taking interdisciplinary modules within IATL, isn't that easy for a lot of students. I know that a lot of departments have long processes and barriers if you want to take a module outside of your department. So a lot of students who might want to take IATL modules and learn in a more interdisciplinary way might not be able to do so. So I think that's something that institutionally does need to be changed.
I think something to work on would be creating these kind of like guidebooks or like facilitating spaces for discussion where like students and staff are able to kind of be in conversation with each other, but then also like I don't want to say like prescriptory like guidebooks to follow, because that's kind of against the ethos of co-creation, but then more kind of like guides and questions which teachers ask themselves before coming into the classroom and in their like pedagogical practices, as well as students, like what like questions they can ask themselves before they come into spaces. And so as part of my dissertation, like that is my outputs. Like I'm creating like loads of like resources and kind of workbooks and these kind of things, which will then like, yeah, be passed on for the IATL sharing practice. And then we're here as well. So Perhaps like that can be like templates and examples of dissemination, which could potentially work. So again, like we are still very like new in this area, but those like maybe hopefully like, they can be like guidelines of which like you can like develop and like further continue the work in the years to come. So
Pula's dissertation resources will be available on the IATL sharing practice space soon. So keep an eye out for that if you're interested. And definitely also check out the rest of the IATL sharing practice space, because it is a space for students and staff to share knowledge, present projects, find information and inspiration, and democratize education together. So after offering some advice to the departments on how to integrate this role into their practices, we also asked the co-creation officers about some advice that they have for the students who will find themselves in this role. So let's hear that.
Advice I'd give to someone new is just because it doesn't quite fit yet, don't think it's not for you. And, you know, take your time with it. Don't stress out if you can't quite figure things out, because, you know, things just take time. And they, you know, you will develop ideas if you kind of let them come to you rather than force them to come.
So I think what I would say is at the beginning of the role, I think it can be a little bit challenging trying to find your feet, because you want to be producing, because this is what we're kind of positioned to be doing all the time, you know. And I think sometimes at the beginning, you're really just trying to figure out your thinking and your philosophy for co-creation, and situate yourself within the thinking. And I think that can be challenging. That can be really challenging, feeling as though, but I'm not doing enough, or, you know, I want to prove myself. And having to actually work against that narrative and go, actually, we're not asking you to prove yourself. You are enough as you are. You know, that's why you're here. That's why you got the role, because you're already enough. We don't need you to produce something immediately to show that you deserve this. We believe you deserve it. That's why you've got the role.
Advice for future co-creation officers: don't feel like you need to prove yourself within the first few months. Just take your time to settle into the role and do what's best for you.
Feel free to bring all your strengths and not afraid to show your weaknesses and to lean on the team for what you need. And I think also just take chances. If you're working on something and suddenly you think that there's an opportunity for another idea, or if you come across something in a different space where you think that you can kind of bring it into the role, or co-creative kind of ideologies and practices would be useful. I think working on all of these projects is an amazing opportunity.
That was Marco, Lily, Vicky, and Pula with some, in my opinion, amazing advice. And now you will hear my advice about mistakes. And then Lenori will bring us to a close of this recording with advice on honesty. To make mistakes and take risks, I think we, or at least I definitely have been taught a lot to, you know, try to not do anything that would be out of the normal and that could kind of disrupt what is going on, and that could make me very visible, like in a negative way. And I really believe that learning only happens when there is space for mistakes, and when mistakes are allowed and seen as something that helps us learn, but not something that hinders our learning.
Naomi really set the tone, and also the other officers, when they said, like, don't be afraid to be honest, because I think a lot of people, when navigating, like, jobs, they often people please, and it's something that I really struggled with at first, because I really wanted to feel like my work was valued. But one thing Naomi encouraged us to do was, if you're tired, if you're exhausted, you know, actually say that you are. If you feel like you can't complete a task within the given deadline, ask for an extension, because there's basically going to be grace given. So I think that idea of honesty is something that I tried to bring to this table.
Well, thank you, Lenori. And this advice brings us to the close of this mashup recording, which actually makes me sad, because I really enjoyed listening to all of the responses, and I truly hope that you did too. We hope you understand better what co-creation means to us, who co-creation officers are, and why we have them in the department, and also that you know what to focus on and look out for when creating the co-creation role in your own department. I also hope that you understand better what we do and what are some of the opportunities for engaging with us, such as IATL modules, project support, or sharing practice, And finally, I wish that you got to know us better as people, our values and beliefs. I am leaving this conversation feeling inspired and motivated and as a part of a community, and I hope that in some ways you feel the same. I want to thank all of the people that we interviewed who showed up and were seen. Thank you. If you have any questions or would like to contact any of us, just head to the IATO People's page where you can find all of our contact information, or head to the IATO webpage or social media to find out more about what we do. Lots of love, Sarah.